They don't understand this trickles down not only to me and you as investors with rental properties, okay, but it also affects our tenants. It also affects the court system, the judges, everything. I mean, it just drives me insane.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, fellow investors, and welcome to this episode, our urgent episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week. I'm Mike Butler, and today is Friday, July the 30th. And I tell you what, I've just about had it. And if you're like me, you're ready to blow gasket because let's talk about the eviction moratorium. Now, government, they've just been driving us bananas ever since this COVID stuff crisis started. Well, if you remember, I'm going to say last month, everything was supposed to end on June 30th, the eviction moratorium. Well, it makes its way to the Supreme Court, and it just made me madder than a mashed duck to see how the media was taking this stuff and twisting it. So the very first legal brief I get from my attorney last month, which was basically the day before June 30th when the eviction moratorium expired, the Supreme Court ruled like 5-4 that the eviction moratorium that was issued by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, that was outside of their authority. And they said, but since they have an extension to July 31st, they were going to allow that to happen, but not renew it. They said the CDC was out of line. Well, lo and behold, last month, you got all of these, whatever, medias that I don't approve of, fake news. They were saying that the Supreme Court outlawed the, they said the Supreme Court approved. They approved the eviction moratorium by CDC. That was not the case. They took it and twisted it like they do everything else. And so what happened was Supreme Court says the CDC eviction moratorium was out of bounds, but we're going to allow it to happen because they have an extension, a deadline already in place of July 31st, which is tomorrow. So this was not a surprise to anybody. So now here it is today, July the 30th, Friday. This eviction moratorium extension is scheduled to expire tomorrow, July 31st. And now Washington, D.C., the federal government's all in a frenzy. Biden got in a frenzy yesterday, encouraging and asking Congress to extend it and to pass something or another. I've received an email, e-news updates from the National Real Estate Investors Association, and it said, call your congressperson, call everybody, your rep, your senator. We've got to get this put to bed. Do not allow them. They want to extend it to the end of the year. Insane, crazy. Now, yeah, me and you as investors, yeah, that drives us bananas. But just imagine the lazy, wait till the last minute, take action, create an emergency and all this of the federal government. They don't understand. This trickles down not only to me and you as investors with rental properties, okay, but it also affects our tenants. It also affects the court system, the judges, everything. I mean, it just drives me insane. Then here's the icing on the cake. Just a few moments ago, I got another e-news up briefing, and this comes from the American Apartment Association organization. And this says, now get this. It says, okay, I'm going to read this to you because I can't absorb it and paraphrase it without seeing it. The Biden administration announced Thursday, which was yesterday, it will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire on Saturday, which is tomorrow, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled the moratorium would only be extended until the end of the month, which is tomorrow. Well, they made that decision back in June, right before June 30th. But the media acted like they said, oh, Supreme Court says CDC they overturned the lawsuit or whatever that people were going after. But so the White House said President Joe Biden would have liked to have extended the federal eviction moratorium due to the spread of the new Delta, blah, 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 blah. And he called on Congress to extend the eviction moratorium to protect such vulnerable renters, their families without delay. Fully on the landlords and the rental property owners. Okay, they're on their own, but we got to protect these folks. Bah. So anyway, I'm not going to read all this other stuff. It hurts your head. All right. The court mustered, this is last month, the court, Supreme Court, mustered a bare 5-4 majority ruling last month, allowing the eviction ban to continue through the end of July. They didn't say that CDC had that authority. They said since a deadline was already in place, they were going to allow that to happen, but the CDC was out of line. None of the media said that, except for the ones that are reporting the true news. And one of those in the majority, one of the five, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, made clear he would block any additional extensions unless there was clear and specific congressional authorization. So then they get into numbers about how many people need it and all blah, blah, blah. And let's see, I'm just scanning this. I apologize for not saying something here, but I don't want to read you a bunch of gobbledygook either. It says, but landlords who have opposed the moratorium and challenged it repeatedly in court were against any extension. Me too. They've argued the focus should be on speeding up the distribution of rental assistance. Eh. Okay, let's just get them to pay rent. So anyway, I just got all bent out of shape and flabbergasted, hit a passion button with me, because literally yesterday, I saw in the news where Biden's asking Congress to extend the eviction moratorium to the end of the year, December 31st, 2021. How insane is that? And so they said, call your state, call your U.S. rep, call your U.S. senator, call everybody, raise Cain and all this and that. And then the American Apartment Association, I'm not defaulting either one of these organizations. They're sending out the information. And so now this is the first time that I've heard that Biden announced yesterday that he's going to allow the eviction moratorium to expire on tomorrow. Oh my gosh, our federal government's so screwed up. But anyway, so what does a poor investor do? That's what it boils down to. I tell you what, right now as it is, just hang tight, because this is going everywhere. What do? We got to take a chill pill, and we're going to probably have to wait until Monday or Tuesday and see what in the world happened. So I don't like it. I know you don't like it. And I just can't wait to get all this stuff back to normal. And this is a Freedom Friday. So hang in there. Have a wonderful weekend. I wanted to put something happy on behind me here so that it's not all just doom and gloom. But reach out to your U.S. senators, your U.S. representatives. Let them know this has got to stop. So that's it, guys. Adios. Have a wonderful weekend. See you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.